third, the relationship between environmental and spiritual preservation. Survival is a right all sentient beings have. But as humans are the central focus of Buddhism, we find that within the universe, humans are the most precious. Between heaven and earth, and amongst all animals, humans are among the few who stand erect. With our head pointing at the heavens and feet standing firm between heaven and earth, we are unlike other animals that often have their backs turned against heaven and are unable to always stand on two legs. Humans are masters of the myriad creations of this earth, but are also the creators of the problems. The arising of all problems in this world is related to humans, including today's problems concerning environmental preservation. They also arise because of humanity's selfishness, ignorance, and interruption of the harmony and natural cycles of the world, to the point where there are continuous natural calamities and changes. Thus, how can we solve the present problems of environmental preservation? Besides preserving the ecosystem, we should also place value on preserving our spiritual environment. Preserving the ecosystem includes nature conservation, air purification, cleaning water sources, controlling noise pollution, trash management, and radiation protection. Also, the protection of biodiversity, ecology, and the entire Earth are all under the area of environmental preservation. Preserving the spiritual environment includes the purification of concepts, language, and intentions. For example, when you refuse useless knowledge and the pollution of thoughts, then that is the preservation of thoughts. When your concepts are righteous and always optimistic, then that is the preservation of concepts. When speech is pure and you refrain from swearing, duplicitous speech and speaking harshly, then that is the preservation of language. When you have no worries, jealousy, unfairness, hatred, and such negative emotions, then that is the preservation of the mind. Protecting the ecosystem relies on everyone's concerted support. The preservation of the spiritual environment relies on the individual to purify the three karmas of body, speech, and mind. Environmental preservation usually takes place externally, yet internally, the purity of the mind is the greatest environmental preservation because Buddhism believes the establishment of the notion of environmental preservation should start from the human mind. Our mind is like a factory. If the factory facilities are in good condition and the factory processes are normal, then the products will be high quality. If the facilities are not good, then not only are the products low quality, they will also pollute the air, water, and the entire environment. Thus, environmental preservation should start from the mind. When the mind is well protected, then preserving the external environment will be successful. It is as the Buddha Land chapter in Vimalakirti Sutra states, "If one wants to be in a pure land, one should purify the mind. When the mind is pure, the land is pure." But how are we able to do spiritual and environmental preservation? It is like the saying, to do a good job, one must first sharpen one's tools. Usually, we sweep the floor with a broom, wash clothes with laundry detergent, and battle with weapons in good condition. Similarly, we need to clean away the filth in our minds with tools and weapons such as right view, right faith, compassion, wisdom, tolerance, diligence, friendliness, devotion, sacrifice, shamefulness, repentance, and so on. With these tools, the mind will be clear, bright, and clean. Then we will be able to defeat the army of defilement, become invincible, and win every fight. Economists aim to tap new resources and economize on expenses. This does not just apply to money and materials. Actually, it is the greed, hatred, and ignorance of human minds that mainly causes the destruction of the ecosystem and the energy crisis. Thus, to tap new resources is to open up the source of the Dharma. It is also to open up our own shamefulness, gratitude, joy, and mind. To economize on expenses is to reduce the amount of money used. This is like restraining our own greed and hatred. Thus, placing value on environmental preservation and caring for the earth requires us to tap new resources and economize on expenses. To advocate environmental protection, a Foguan Shan devotees gathering for environmental and spiritual preservation ceremony was specially organized during the devotees gathering in 1992 at Foguan Shan. It aimed to encourage everyone to participate in the environmental and spiritual preservation and purification campaign. It was hoped that everyone would start with beautifying the mind and spirit and then extend outwards to beautify the environment. At the event, the following 12 guidelines for practicing the preservation of body and mind were offered. 1. Speak quietly. Do not disturb others. 2. Keep the ground clean. Do not litter. 3. Keep the air clean. Do not smoke or pollute. 4. Respect oneself and others. Do not commit any violence. 5. Be polite. Do not intrude on others. 6. Smile. Do not face others with an angry expression. 7. Speak kindly. Do not utter abusive words. 8. Follow the rules. Do not seek exemptions or privileges. 9. Mind your actions. Do not violate ethical rules. 10. Consume consciously. Do not waste. 11. Be grounded. Do not live aimlessly. 12. Practice kindness. Do not create malice. Environmental preservation starts with oneself. It starts with purification of the individual. It then progresses to leading the nation, the society, and the entire world in purification. Hence, in recent years, Foguan Shan has been actively advocating the four givings and four harmonies of humanistic Buddhism. It is hoped that during our everyday lives, we will do our best to give others confidence, give others joy, give others hope, and give others convenience. By practicing this Foguang motto, one will continuously purify and elevate oneself. As such, one will be able to assist in establishing a humanistic Pure Land of family harmony achieved through deference, interpersonal harmony achieved through respect, social harmony achieved through cooperation, and world harmony achieved through peace. In addition, Blia has continuously initiated and organized spiritual environment preservation events for many years, such as Retrieve Your Heart, Seven Admonitions Campaign, Compassion and Loving Kindness Campaign, and Three Acts of Goodness Campaign. These were all to purify the minds of people and reform society's customs. Especially within recent years, climate change has continued to worsen. To resist climate change and save the Earth, Blia World's headquarters passed motions at the fifth meeting of the fourth board of directors. Resolutions were made to save the Earth together by reinforcing actions of environmental preservation, energy conservation, reducing carbon dioxide emissions, planting more forests, using non-disposable cutlery, recycling, and separating trash. Currently, Blia chapters around the globe have planted over 5 million trees as part of the Campaign for Environmental Preservation. Around the world, they have also conducted cleanups of riverbanks, beaches, oceans, and parks, so the environment will become clean and green. Besides that, Blia Chenghua and the Merit Times also organized the International Vegetarian and Organic Food Festival with the spirit of environmental preservation and to urge the public to cherish the earth together. At the same time, an International Forum on Ecological Awareness, How Nations Take Stewardship of the Commons, was organized, and economist Professor Charles H.C. Cao was invited to be the host. Besides the attendance of Environmental Protection Administration Minister Stephen Shen, International Department of Norsk Energy Consultant Alison Unjui, and television commentator C.C. Chen, 800 participants gathered together to read A Prayer for Our Natural Environment. Everyone took an oath to implement energy-saving techniques and reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Recently, every time devotees take refuge in the Triple Gem, I lead everyone in saying, I am a Buddha. This phrase is indeed an amazing saying, because if everyone willingly accepts that they are a Buddha, then couples will not argue. If everyone accepts, I am a Buddha, then relationships between oneself and others will not be filled with blame and complaints. If everyone accepts, I am a Buddha, then they will not smoke, drink alcohol, or commit crimes. Not only is I am a Buddha helpful for oneself, because of accepting I am a Buddha, one will treat others and the world's myriad phenomenon with compassion and cherishment. This is spiritual preservation, which is saving the earth. Thus, as long as people claim I am a Buddha, then there is a Buddha in everyone's mind. In their eyes, they see the world of the Buddha. In their ears, all noises are the sounds of the Buddha. From their mouths are the words of the Buddha. All that one does are compassionate deeds. Then, even growing up in the polluted human world, we can ensure spiritual environmental preservation and build a pure land. This is the actualization of a pure land on Earth.